Hi, everyone. Welcome back to VA Made Easy. Did you just wait 3 or 4 years for a Board of Veterans Appeals decision just to get denied? Well, it's not the end of the road, guys. You still have some options. One of the main options you have is to appeal to federal court. Hi, I'm Ed Farmer, VA accredited attorney and U.S. Army combat veteran. Today, we're going to talk about the Court of Appeals of Veterans Claims, how you get there, what happens when you're there, and if you stick around to the end, I'll tell you how to get a free attorney to represent you at the court. So let's get into it. Hi, I'm Edward Farmer. I'm a disabled veteran and a VA disability appeals attorney. I'm creating this podcast, VA Claims Made Easy, to help veterans navigate their own way through the VA disability system. So first, let's talk about what the court is. So when I refer to the court or the CAVC, I'm referring to the same thing. I don't want to confuse anybody. I'm referring to the Court of Appeals of Veterans Claims. Now, the court is not part of the VA. They are independent from the VA. They are an independent court made up of federal judges. These judges are appointed by the President of the United States. They're legitimate federal judges, and they have exclusive jurisdiction over final Board of Veterans Appeals decisions. So this is just for Board of Veterans Appeals decisions. If you got denied at the regional office level, you cannot go to the Court of Appeals of Veterans Claims until you go through the Board of Veterans Appeals first. A final decision means the board gave you less than what you're entitled to. Examples of this, you're denied service connection, or you're denied an increased rating. Or you're only given a partial increase in your rating. So you were 30% for PTSD, you wanted 70, and the board only gave you 50. That decision's appealable to the court. Let me tell you what it is not. It is not a remand. The board very frequently remands their decisions. Now, what a remand is, that means they believe the regional office made some sort of mistake. And so they want the regional office to go back and correct that mistake. And I know it sucks that you just waited 3 or 4 years and now the board is sending it back to the regional office for more development. And you probably want to take this to federal court and get some federal judges on their ass to tell them what's up. But unfortunately, a remand is not appealable to the court. You just have to go through the regional office, get them to issue a new decision, go back to the board, then you could appeal to the court. All right, let's say you have one of these final decisions. You're denied that increased rating. You're denied service connection. You're denied an earlier effective date. All these things could be final decisions. You now have 120 days from the date of that board decision to file what's called a notice of appeal with the Court of Appeals of Veterans Claims if you want them to review that board decision. To find the notice of appeal, I'll put a link here on the screen. I'll put a link in the description. Fairly simple form to fill out. Just make sure you get it filed within that 120-day mark. Filing the form isn't the end of this, not by a long shot. This isn't the regional office, guys. This is federal court. So this isn't you filing a higher level review form and just waiting for the higher level review to issue a decision. No. Not by a long shot. There are certain rules and procedures you must follow once you file that notice of appeal. For one, the biggest change between the regional office and the court is the VA is actually represented by an attorney on the other side. That attorney represents the VA's interest, not your interest, the VA's interest, and they're to protect those interests. And they probably know a hell of a lot more than most people about VA rules, regulations, and case law. So they know their stuff. So you're going up against an experienced attorney when you go to court. After you file the claim, the court's more than likely going to schedule you for a settlement conference. So this isn't really what it sounds like. It's not to go in there and negotiate how much money the VA owes you. The point of the settlement conference is to discuss with the VA's attorney what you think the issues are with the board's decision. The point is to sort of try to come to a resolution before you even get to the judges. And many times you can come to a resolution, and many times the VA's attorney wants this thing off their plate too, And so they find a way to remand or get it back to the board. Now, keep in mind that the arguments you're making at the court are much different than the arguments you'd be making at the regional office level. You can't just argue whatever you want. At this level, there's certain rules and regulations as to what you could actually argue with the court. It would take me a whole hour-long video to explain what could be argued, but in a very general nutshell, you're arguing either the board didn't follow some sort of procedure they should have, they didn't follow the proper law, or they misapplied the law, or they made a finding of fact that was clearly erroneous. And clearly erroneous, I mean, that's a high burden to meet. It means that a mistake was definitely made. You can also not submit new evidence. In fact, you have to use the evidence that was in the record at the time the board made the decision only. You cannot submit any new evidence at the court level. Now, if you make it through that settlement conference I was speaking about, if you can't come to a resolution there, the next step, before even the judge sees this, is you have to write a brief to the judge explaining why that board decision was incorrect. And again, guys, your arguments are limited. The court will not consider arguments outside a certain scope. So your arguments consist of things like the procedural errors by the board, legal errors by the board, or they made a finding of fact that was clearly erroneous. I mean, your brief should be backed up by case law, by statute, by regulations. So you really got to know your stuff, because guess what? The VA's attorney is going to get a chance to respond to your brief and explain to the judge why they think the VA's decision is correct. So you write a brief, the VA's attorney writes a brief, and then usually you have a chance to write one more brief called a reply brief, where you get to, well, reply to the VA attorney's brief they submitted. And occasionally there is oral argument where the judges will want you to come in and explain your position to them in person. It's rare, but it does happen. So after all these steps are completed, you go through a settlement conference. If you can't settle, you write your briefs. Then all this information, all the briefs go to the judge. The judge makes a decision, and they could decide one of the following. So either they affirm the board's decision, meaning they believe it's correct and you lose, or they could reverse the board's decision, meaning that they overturn it. So maybe they denied service connection and the court found that there's enough information and evidence in the records where they should have granted it, so they could reverse it. That's not very common. It does happen. The facts have to be just right. The most common thing you see is a remand. And we discussed the board remands. The court also remands. It's very common. And what they're saying is, board, you made a mistake here. We are vacating or erasing your prior decision, and we want you to reissue that decision in accordance with the law or whatever the mistake is that they found. So those are three options. They could also just dismiss it outright if they feel you don't have jurisdiction, or maybe you missed the appeal deadline. That is possible. Again, not very common. 85% of the cases that go to the court in the last decade, they've either been remanded or reversed. So the board makes a lot of mistakes. You have a good chance at getting what I call another bite at the apple if you get a remand. This procedure can be complicated. I mean, one thing I forgot to mention is along the way, the VA's attorney could file a motion and you would have to respond to the motion. So I'm all about veterans representing themselves, advocating for themselves. But when it comes to the Court of Appeals of Veterans Claims, I highly, highly recommend you get a qualified, experienced attorney to help you out here. There's a list of attorneys on the court website that you could use. I am on that list if you need help. And here's the best part. Many times, attorneys will take these cases free of charge. And that is because there's something called the Equal Access for Justice Act, or EJA, which says, you know, if you get a remand or a reversal from the court, then the government will pay your attorney's fees. And this is a simplified version of it, but it's true. The EJIA Act, in certain circumstances, forces the government to pay your attorney's fees. There's a set rate that the attorney gets, but typically there's no money out of your pocket. If you get denied at the Board of Veterans Appeals, make sure you meet that 120-day mark. Get yourself an experienced accredited representative to help you out, because the odds are there's probably some sort of mistake there, and you could potentially get a reversal. You potentially get another bite at the apple. That does it, guys. Keep liking, keep watching, keep subscribing. And as always, you have the power to change your view. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I hope this was helpful in navigating the VA disability system. Please continue to follow me and listen for further help. If you guys have a particular issue or story you would like to share, it may help others who have a similar problem. Feel free to reach out to me and we can talk about sharing your issue or problem on the next show. And if you need some additional help, visit my website, vamadeeasy.com.